In general, I'm against memorials. I don't like them. If you would have been living in Israel, maybe you too wouldn't like memorials too much. Because the way it goes over there is, one day there's a funeral, next day there's a memorial, next day there's another funeral, and then there's a Shiva, and then there's a memorial of the Shloshim, and another funeral. We live from funerals to memorials, from memorials to funerals. That Saturday night, I was in another memorial. That was a big one. That was organized by right-wing parties in Israel, in the Dizengoff Street in Tel Aviv, at the place that the bomb killed 22 Jews. I got there to that memorial with some of our other people over there. And when I got there, I heard Bibi talking. Bibi Netanyahu was talking. And the first words I heard him saying was, in reaction to what the crowd was shouting. The crowd was shouting, "Bedam va'esh, et Rabin negaresh." With blood and fire, we will expel Rabin. Maybe you like it, but he didn't like it. And he said, we didn't come here to talk against Rabin. You didn't come there in order to talk against Rabin? So why did you come here? To cry? To be seen on television? Unfortunately, Jews like to cry. And this is exactly what they did over there, all those politicians that spoke over there. In general, Jews are professionals in three things: in funerals, in memorials, and they're not learning anything from the tragedies. If I'm so against these memorials, so why did I come here? I came here because I believed, and I believe, that this memorial here is a different kind of a memorial. This is not a memorial of crying and remembering and telling stories about a great rabbi that died 4 years ago. I believe that this memorial has a different cause. We came here in order to promise ourselves and to promise the Jewish people that we will continue this way, that we will continue the only way that can save Israel from destruction, that can stop bombs and buses and kidnapping soldiers and stabbing of innocent people in the middle of the street. The only way that is going to stop the terror. This memorial should be one big step to the revolution, to the Kahana revolution in Israel. In order to get to that, we must understand who is really the one to be blamed and what is happening today in Israel. Who is to be blamed in the killing of those 21 Jews a week ago in Tel Aviv? Is it Hamas? Is it Arafat? Who is to be blamed? So the answer is, neither of them is to be blamed. Who is to be blamed? My father, Hashem Yikom Damo, said the answer to this question less than 5 years ago, a few months before he was murdered. He said the answer in one of the big rallies that he made in Jerusalem, a week after one of the famous Arab attacks on the bus of 405 driving from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. On that bus, got up an Arab, with no problem, of course. And in the middle of the way, from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, that Arab got up and went towards the driver. He grabbed the wheel from the driver, and he turned the entire bus into the cliff. 16 Jews from that bus were killed. Israel, as usual, was outraged, angry, but the only one that knew towards whom to point the finger, the blame, was my father in that rally. And he got up and he said, "Mi Hashem, who is to be blamed? It is the government of Israel. The government of Israel, a Likud government on those days." And this is what I'm coming to tell you today. Who murdered those 21 Jews on the bus in Dizengoff a week ago? Who murdered them? It is the government of Israel. It is the members of the Knesset. It is all of those who did not want to accept the only solution. It is those who did not understand that as long that Arabs live in the state of Israel, Jews are going to be killed, bombed, stabbed, kidnapped. Those who did not want to hear my father for 20 years, those are the murderers. And when my father said it in that rally, and the people cheered, so the government became scared. They were afraid. So they decided to charge my father an incitement to rebellion. And he had a trial that did not end. Incitement to rebellion. Whoever says the truth, the dangerous truth, he's a dangerous person. And this is exactly what they are doing against us, against the Kahana people today in Israel. And also against me. They also accused me for incitement to rebellion. That was 2 years ago, after another famous Arab attack, when some Arabs from the Arab town of Umm al-Fahim, a place of good Arabs, because all of them are citizens of the state of Israel, all of them have the right to vote for Knesset, and indeed 2 years ago, they were the ones that sent Rabin into office. So some of these good Arabs entered in the middle of the night an army base, and they murdered 3 soldiers with axes. And as usual, Israel was outraged and angry. And in order to calm down the people, so the government sent the Air Force to bomb to bomb Lebanon. To bomb Lebanon. So we put out a flyer, a little flyer, asking a simple question. Why do you send your Air Force to bomb Lebanon after Arabs from Umm al-Fahim killed Jews? Why don't you bomb Umm al-Fahim? So maybe you like it, but the government of Israel didn't like that flyer too much. So they charged me an incitement to rebellion. It's a dangerous flyer. So I had a trial. But I had also a Muslim in that trial. First of all, I had a good lawyer. I took a lot of money. Second of all, even the judge wasn't too bad. He was a leftist, but for a change, he was a decent leftist. So I was found not guilty. Do you think that the story ended? Oh no. Last week, the state decided to appeal to a higher court. They are afraid of us. Because I didn't come here to cry to you how bad things are and what they are doing to us. I came here to tell you that they are afraid of us. It's not for nothing that they get up one day and they decide to outlaw two movements in Israel. It's not for nothing. It's not for nothing that they are making these trials against our people. They are afraid of us. They're not afraid of Bibi Netanyahu. They're not afraid of the other politicians of the right-wing parties. They are not afraid of them. Because they know that if it's needed, they can deal with Bibi Netanyahu. After all, he's waiting for the day that they're gonna call him to join the government. But they know that Kahana is a different story. They know that they could not break the Kahana people. That's why they are doing it to us. And they are right. They are right. They have a good reason to be afraid of us. Because whoever was last week in Dizengoff Street in Tel Aviv, and that memorial that I told you about. Because when I got there, and I got there towards the end of that memorial, after all of those politicians finished to speak, and the people that heard them were disappointed, because they heard these speeches for tens and hundreds of times. And they were disappointed. They waited for a little more action. After all, 21 Jews were killed. Maybe do something more than another speech. So when I got there with our people, everything changed. Suddenly, Dizengoff Street became Kahana Street. Hundreds of people, for an hour and a half, went all over that street together with me, screaming and shouting, Oz Kahana Chai, Aravi Machutza, and all of those slogans. And the police stood at the side of that road quietly. I looked at those policemen. They just stood there. They didn't dare to get close to us for an hour and a half. Only after more than an hour, when we started to go to other streets and block them, they started to arrest our people. And even then, they didn't arrest me. Why not? After all, every week, they arrest me. Not this time. Not this time, because they know if they're gonna touch me, everything is gonna be out of control. And this is the start. Because what happened in Dizengoff Street last Saturday night never happened. It's something new. Something new is happening in Israel. And this is what I came to tell you. There's one alternative in Israel. And that alternative is not Bibi Netanyahu. And not all of the other politicians. And people know it. Because they know. They remember that the Likud was in government 2 years ago. And 5 years ago. And 10 years ago. And what did they do? What did they do? They started it. They started this peace process, this terror process. And Shimon Peres is right 100% when he gets up every day and he asks Bibi Netanyahu, but what is your alternative? What is your solution? And he sits down and doesn't have what to say, because he does not have what to say. He's still talking about Dukiyum, coexistence. There's only two decisions. Yitzhak Rabin took one of them. Yitzhak Rabin decided Arafat. And our job is to get up and say, but there's another one. There's another way. It doesn't have to be Arafat. It doesn't have to be PLO. It could be a Jewish state. It could be Kahana. So we came here today in order to bring this message out. That there is a real alternative for the state of Israel. We did not come here to cry. We did not come here only to remember and to go back home. We came here to say there is an alternative, and this is a reality. From here, we will get out with this message. But I must end with a warning to you, to us. Because the people that came here tonight, today, these hundreds of people that came here today, are the people that understand. And if we here, and if you here, are not going to support what we are doing in Israel, and what Kahana Chai is doing here in America, so you are not going to be able to get up and say, our hand did not spill the blood. Blood is getting spilled in Israel and will be, unfortunately, will continue being spilled in Israel. And we can stop it. You can stop it. You are the only one that can stop it. And if you're not going to do it, you're not going to support us, in all ways, in all the ways that you heard here today from the other speakers. So the blood is going to be not on Arafat's head, not on Rabin's head, and not on the Israeli politician's head, but on your head. But if you are going to support us, if you are going to be together with us, with our struggles, then you are going to be the ones that are going to bring the redemption to the state of Israel and to the Jewish people.
Akoi! Hold on, 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 Akoi!
Stay seated, please, everybody downstairs. Stay seated upstairs. Sit down. Before everybody gets on the buses, and we've been inspired by Binyamin, we need to ask for your financial support. If you plan today to give us nothing, then give us $18 or $36. If you plan today to give us $100, then give us $360. If you plan to give us $1,000, then give us $3,600. Downstairs, there are people walking around with Kanachai t-shirts, two gentlemen, and upstairs, we have people walking here, right here, Joel and a few others here will be walking up the aisle. If you're listening to these words outside and you realize the truth, that this can't go on anymore, that this madness cannot continue, please write your checks to Kahana Chai. The only solution, as Binyamin said, is a Kahana revolution. The only people guarding the synagogues are us. Binyamin and Kahana Chai are the only people in Israel with a real solution. These speakers cost money. These sound systems cost money. The bus is waiting for you outside, but you're all going to get on and come with us to the consulate. They cost money. Our camp, which trains 100 Jewish kids here in America and in Canada, that costs money. Mike's trip to all over the world, we're going to get going with our South Africa branch, that's going to cost money. Our Argentina branch, that's going to cost money. And Binyamin's continued rallies and thorn in the side of the Israeli government will also cost money. Please write your generous checks and give them to the ushers. And if everybody can please wait before boarding the buses for the El Mal Rachamim prayers. Please write your generous checks and hand them in the aisle. Remember, the Jewish blood is upon you if you do not help us. Join us tomorrow for the patrols. Join us today for the demonstration. This will not be a regular demonstration like you see from the other right-wingers. This will be a real demonstration. A demonstration with Rabbi Kahana's spirit. A demonstration led by Binyamin Zev Kahana, the man that the Israeli government feared. Binyamin Zev Kahana, the man that the government has to lock up and still cannot shut up. Please write your generous checks.
Dan, I need the megaphone. It's in your car, right?
Yeah.
I want you to go to...
Everybody can please remain seated before boarding the buses. The buses will be leaving from right outside of these doors and will be returning right here if you have your car parked here. If you're driving, you can take the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel from the end of Ocean Parkway to 800 2nd Avenue, and it's on 42nd Street and 2nd Avenue. Please continue writing checks. If you need tax-exempt status, you can make it payable to Yeshiva, Harav, Mayor, and all of your contributions will be completely tax-exempt. Yeshiva, Harav, Mayor. If you have a specific purpose you'd like to give it to, whether it's Binyamin in Israel or a continued summer camp, please note that as well. The books of our Rabbi Meir Kahana are for sale outside. We're not making any money off them. These are for the cause to keep the Jewish idea going. Downstairs, please stay with us.
Buses are right outside.
Write the checks and join us. Don't be Jews twice a year. Don't be Jews once a year.
Buses are right outside.
We will be starting in a moment.
Checks are cash.
Rabbi Schreier will be leading that prayer. We're also pleased to announce that we received two numerous large grants for our yeshiva in Israel and for our continued programs here. Please, before you leave and get on our buses, and each and every one of you should feel guilty if you don't get on the buses. It's not sufficient to come here and cry and to mourn what the rabbi did.
Any checks or cash?
Do with Binyamin and with Kahana Chai.
שימו תהורים כי זהור כי המזין מס נשמס רב מאה דוד בן הרב יחזקל שרגה הכהן שהולך לעולמו בעבור שכוח אבירו בתומכם נולבים בלי נרץ דוקא ורס פרס נשמוסו בגן עדן תהי מנוחוסו לכן באו רחמים יסתירהו בצסק נופב לעולמים ויצרור וצרור החיים אס נשמוסו, אדוני הוא נחלוסו, וינוח בשלום ומשכבו ונאמר אמן.
And it's too late. He is 5 o'clock.
Oh,
earlier.
They moved the clock.
So David,
right soon as we get there. The traffic will be too late.
Those shows are 4:30 or 4:40 this
time. Mincha, Mincha.
Mincha, let's go.
In 40 minutes, at the Israel concert, we'll be davening Mincha. As everybody leaves, please get onto the buses. As you're leaving, give our marshals your generous checks. The buses will be back here. We'll be leaving you off here in a few hours. Don't just come once and twice a year. Don't just say Kahana was right. Do something about it. As you're leaving, we have many books for sale. Revolution or referendum. We have Listen World, Listen Jew. We have the story of the Jewish Defense League. We have time to go home. We have pictures of the rabbi. We have a book called 40 Years. We have the rabbi debating Michael Lerner. We have the rabbi speaking at the Thunderbolt Hotel. We have many, many quality things which will help spread the word of the rabbi. As you're leaving, please board the buses and make Rabin accountable for what he has been doing to the Jewish people. Don't just mourn what happened, join us on the buses.
Are we coming to the demonstration?
How you doing? How are you?
Glad to see you in action.
Oh, man.
I know.
Why did you sell out of Miami? We want to come visit in Miami. You won't be there. You can leave us at 10 at least.
Please, we need
you. No, some other good people. They'll put you out.
Well, okay, great. You're looking after you. That's good.
You got it.
Okay. It's nice to see you. Where is it?
I don't know.
800 2nd Avenue. 42nd and 2nd.
Great.
Why how did 800 and 42nd?
It's 42nd and 2nd.
You can't park there.
You can't go out.
To show Yitzhak Rabin that not all Jews are prepared to walk to their death, are prepared to walk into another Holocaust, are prepared to do it silently like sheep. There are some Jews that have the courage and the wisdom to speak out against this treasonous government, which is causing the death of so many innocent Jews in Israel. We come here today to tell Yitzhak Rabin that you can lie to yourself, but you can't lie to the world when you say that everybody supports your suicidal peace plan. We have come here today on the Memorial Day commemorating Rabbi Kahana's assassination to show you, Mr. Rabin, that you thought Rabbi Kahana was dead and finished with. But Rabbi Kahana's ideas are alive and well. Old Kahana Chai!
Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai!
Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai!
Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai! Old Kahana Chai!
So that Mr. Rabin and associates on the 14th floor can understand what he's saying. Because in Israel, they ban Kahana Chai, and they don't let us speak on public television. But here in the United States, he was saying freely that which he would be saying every day to the Israeli media if they gave him the opportunity. I'd like to introduce Binyamin Zev Kahana.
ולארץ לא יכופר לדם אשר שופח בה כי אם בדם שופחו פסוק שהתורה אומרת לנו הדם שנשפח לא יתכפר לאלה ששופחים אותו אלא בדם שלהם עצמם שהיום נשפח דם יהודי בארץ ישראל כשהיום נשפח דם יהודי יום יום בארץ שלנו אנחנו צריכים לשאול את עצמנו מי הם אלה ששפכו את הדם ואנחנו עונים כשאנחנו עומדים כאן בפני ממשלת ישראל בפני הנציגים שלהם אנחנו עונים אתם שפכתם את הדם הזה אתם שפכתם את הדם של 22 יהודים ברחוב דיזנגוף בתל אביב אתם שפכתם את הדם של נחשון וקסמן השם ייקום דמו ושל ניר פורז השם ייקום דמו אתם שפכתם את הדם של יהודים בנחלת שיבה בירושלים הדם הוא על הראש שלכם ולארץ לא יכופר לדם אשר שופח בה כי אם בדם שופחו אתם אחראים לדם הזה ורק בראשכם תוכלו לכפר על הדם הזה ששפכתם שמעון פרס מסתובב בעולם ואוסף כסף בשביל שלפלסטינאים לערבים יהיה מדינה אצלנו בארץ ישראל אבל ערפאת בא וצוחק עליו ואומר שלום בין הפלסטינאים עדיף מאשר שלום עם הישראלים כי הם נורמליים ואנחנו לא נורמליים ולא שפויים אתם אלה כאן למעלה מובילים אותנו להתאבדות אבל אנחנו עם נורמלי יהודים נורמליים עומדים כאן למטה ואומרים לכם שאנחנו עדיין אנשים שפויים ואנחנו לא נוותר אנחנו נמשיך להילחם ולהיאבק למען מדינה יהודית גם אם אתם תרדפו אותנו גם אם אתם תשימו אותנו בבתי כלא גם אם אתם תשתיקו אותנו בכל האמצעים שיש לכם 2000 שנה חלמנו חלום לחזור, לעזוב את הגלות הזאת לעזוב את הגלות ולהקים מדינה יהודית עצמאית חופשית בארץ ישראל לעזוב את הפחד של הגלות ואתם הפכתם את החלום הזה שאנחנו רצינו לממש בארץ ישראל, אתם הפכתם את החלום הזה לסיוט. אנחנו, היהודים שאכפת להם, שאוהבים את העם שלהם ואת הארץ שלהם, אנחנו נחזיר את החלום הזה, מהסיוט, להיות חלום, אותו חלום. להיות עם חופשי בארצנו, עם גאה בארצנו יהודים שיוכלו להסתובב בארץ שלהם וחופשי אתם תרדפו אותנו ואנחנו נתחזק וכאשר יענו אותו כן ירבה וכן יפרוץ עוד כאן החיים
עוד כאן החיים עוד כאן החיים עוד כאן החיים עוד כאן החיים עוד כאן החיים
Oh, God, I'm afraid! 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 Oh, God, I'm afraid!
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin
is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
Rabin is a traitor.
We have go, go,
go. Is a traitor.
Is a traitor.
Robin is a traitor.
Robin is a traitor.
Robin is a traitor.
Robin is a traitor.
We have with us a special guest from Israel, Rabbi Dov Shurin.
Right now, as I speak to you, right now, as I speak to you, I am endangering my own freedom. Right here in this crowd, you might turn around to your neighbor, and you can't be sure if it's not a member of the Mossad, the Israeli FBI, the General Security Services. They've been following me around, because I made a very simple statement on the radio in Israel, for which they eventually threw me off. I said, Avi Popper and Yoram Skolnick. Yeah! And they did what a lot of us think of doing and don't have the guts to do. There wasn't a more true statement ever made. There wasn't a more true statement ever made. After each bomb blast and kidnapping, Jews are screaming all across the land. Mother smile of this for the Arabs. But you see, the reason that a Jew is a better shot than an Arab is because when an Arab terrorist goes to kill, he doesn't care if he kills fellow Arabs, he doesn't care if he kills non-Jewish Christians, anybody for his cause. So he doesn't have to aim. But a Jew, like for instance, Father Goldstein was very, very careful. Avi Popper was very, very careful. But very, very careful that we're part of the conflict. And that's why Jews have always been careful and continue to be careful. We have a cause. Nobody's going to stop Kahana. Oh, Kahana Chai.
Oh, Kahana Chai.
This is the man that's going to prove that O Kahana Chai and each and every one of you that's standing here right now is proving that O Kahana Chai. There aren't thousands of people right here, but that's not so true, because each one of you represents tens of thousands of Jews in Israel, Jews in America, and across the world that are watching the biggest sellout in history, not in Jewish history, in history. There isn't a nation on this earth that is putting themselves in the gas chambers, putting themselves, creating their own self-demise, their own Holocaust. And this is a message to Yitzhak Rabin from Dov Shurin. I love you. I love every single Jew. I feel so bad for your past sins, and you better repent real quick. You better repent real quick, because we want you to live. We want you to watch the rise of the only truth for Jews in the land of Israel and in the whole world, and that truth is Ot Kahana Chai!
Yeah. different than all of the others, because the people that are here are not frightened to say it like it is. When we go to the other protests and we say Rabin is a traitor, they say shock. God forbid, don't say that. And when we say that the Arabs must leave Israel, they say shock. Don't say that. This is a demonstration of truth, where people can speak out with real solutions to the problem in Israel, say it like it is, and offer a solution to Am Yisrael to save ourselves before it's too late. I'd like to introduce another speaker, a representative of Kaf here, Mr. Dennis Furster.
Yeah, he's from Florida. He's on his way to make Aliyah. I know all those black hats look alone. Can't trust them.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yay, Dennis!
I just want to say that I had no problem picking up the sign that says Rabin is a traitor. Underneath it's Kahana Chai. I'm Kach. We're all one.
That's right! Yay! Yay! That's for you!
And it's about time that we realize what the issue is. Israel is not ruled by Rabin. It's ruined by Rabin. It's not ruled by Rabin. Nor, God forbid, by an Arab. Israel is ruled by Torah, by Jews doing the right thing. And this evening I said, I just got up from Shiva to be here. And I was a little bit unsure, what should I do? Do I say Kaddish? Do I risk not having a minyan? Do I go to a demonstration? And I remembered Rabbi Kahana speaking one time, and he said, this is number one. This is sanctification. And whether or not I get to say Kaddish, this is my Kaddish to my father. And this is the obligation of each and every Jew to make sure that you know the issue in Israel is not a political issue. It's a religious issue. It's a Torah issue. Our guidance should come from Torah, from rabbis, not from political people. And number one, all Jews stick together. One Torah, one God, one nation. Thank you. I'd like to introduce Mayor Weinstein, the founder of the Jewish Defense League in Toronto, who's come a long way to be with us today. Mayor.
It's good to see you all tonight. During the Holocaust, we lost 1.5 million Jewish babies. How many more Jewish babies are going to be murdered in the land of Israel? There are meetings going on. Shalom Akshav meetings. Meetings supporting the giving up of land. Meetings giving in to Arab terror. It's up to us to rise to the occasion to proclaim no more Yisker, no more Kaddish, let's live. It's up to us to stand up and say never again, and we have to see to it that these meetings that are going to go on in support of murder of Jews will not continue. We have to put an end to these meetings. We have to stop the killing. Let's rise to the occasion and proclaim Ot Kahana Chai. The message lives on.
Ot Kahana Chai!
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 Before we bring the demonstration to a close, we want to remind everybody here and everybody across the street and the FBI to our right that this is the first demonstration of many, many to come. Because as far as you're concerned, Kahana is back, baby.
Jewish blood is not cheap.
Throw the iron
Rabbi Avraham Kuhn is going to say a few closing words.
Rabbi is a traitor! another bus over here if you'd like to go on it. There's a second bus over here if you'd like to go on it.
I'm following Emma.
Ella's
on this bus. I have to go with Ella.
No, what's the problem? Why are they getting on?